the official opening of the Pounamu pathway in Mawhera, which is Greymouth. That took place last night. The Pounamu pathway is a groundbreaking tourism initiative on the West Coast. It's dedicated to celebrating the rich tapestry of the region's cultural history and natural history. It's in collaboration with a Weta Workshop and Pounamu Pathways, and talking to it connects Tupuna Pūrākau with everyday experiences. Here to talk to us about this, Toko Kapia is the CEO of Te Ara Pautama, Te Ara Pounamu Limited. He joins us now. Tuku mihi ki a koe, Toko. Congratulations on this initiative. It sounds like huge mahi, but very exciting as well too. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you. Yes, it's an exciting time for the coast.
Yeah. So how long, firstly, was the collaboration between Te Ara Pounamu Limited and Weta Workshop, and how did you design, conceptualise this initiative?
We've been going for about 3.5 years. We just started the unfortunate the COVID period, so that time gave us the ability to talk to creative partners, and we were fortunate enough to get Weta Workshop to come on board. A really interesting point that when we met with the owners, Richard Taylor and Tanya Rogers and her team, and their team, they do a lot of mahi offshore. And when we told them what we were trying to achieve on the West Coast, they were just so thrilled and honoured to be involved in the project. So it's great to have that sort of collaboration with world-renowned creative folk like Weta Workshop.
Absolutely. It's an integration then of Tupuna, Te Pūrākau, and bringing it into contemporary today's experience for tourists. How does it actually work and operate?
So it's the phrase is location-based experience. So it's a building, a whare. People come in and they will be able to walk around basically an experience. So in our case, we are opening next week to the public, and people come in. We have broken up the area into five, we're calling them whare, and each whare has a different story and theme. We have a whare coming in, talking about the ancestors of this area and some of the myths of how the area was created. And we move to, and you've mentioned one of the main warrior chiefs that came over from the east, from Naitahu across to the west coast, Tuhuru, and his family. Weta are great at sculptures. We have one huge sculpture of Tuhuru, and in the background we have amazing video storytelling of his whānau. And what the cool thing about that is there are still a number of descendants on the coast, and I must admit, when I'm with descendants and they walk in and see their own tupuna in his glory, it is just quite emotionally overwhelming. And then we have other whare that talk about different things. And so people will come out with just an amazing mixture of old Māori stories, Pūrākau, and then also leading into the modern time to start talking about heritage and the township of Greymouth. The reason why we moved to the Mawhera Park concept was when we purchased the land, one of the directors, Lisa Tumahai, said, oh, that was the site of the original Naitahu Pā. And we all just sat there and went, wow, didn't know that. And Weta picked that up and said, well, then if this was the original site, we should do a story about the original Pā and its inhabitants. And so from there, we spent the last couple of years working with both Runanga, Turunanga o Ngāti Waiwai, and Turunanga o Makawhio, and we set up a cultural committee, two reps from each, and every week for the last year and a half, we would meet with Weta Workshop writers, creators, and artists, and we would talk about the stories, and together, and that's the collaboration part, we crafted these stories to make sure, one, they were tika, they were authentic and real, and then we let Weta work their magic in terms of how they could provide and give those stories back to the audience.
How much of this is a tourism experience and how much of it is actually a reclamation of whakapapa for mana whenua?
Oh, well, it's most probably the latter first. It's definitely a declaration for mana whenua on the coast, and it's been interesting in the last couple of months where the proudness and the emotion coming through that the local Runanga have the ability to bring something so modern and world class to the coast, and then it just so happens to be and will be a great tourism product for visitors, both nationally and internationally.
Absolutely, because in terms of an experience for all our people, including international tourists and local domestic market, Māori mana whenua have the content, and then the collaboration with those that are more technically wizards, like Weta Workshop, can give a hugely contemporary experience of history into today and beyond. That's the longevity of the tourism initiative and experience that you're offering, that Pounamu is offering?
Yes. And there's another thing. Now, this is just one of many that we're going to set up on the coast. We are planning to do four location-based experiences. We're opening one end of January up in Westport, Kawatere, and we are refurbing an existing museum, which was previously called the Coal Town Museum. That is definitely a mining area up there. And we've collaborated with those trustees to develop a Museum of Kawatere under the brand of Pounamu Pathway. And we're telling the wealth of the land story, the mining, the minerals, as well as other stories in and around that area. One thing that came up in our research up there, which the museum trustees supported, was there was an archaeological dig at Carter's Beach, which is about 10 k's down the road, and by farmer, and then a whole lot of other archaeologists jumped on board. They found artifacts from 700-800 years ago, so most probably one of those first waves of Polynesian visitors. So again, we all jumped onto that and went, wow, this is a great story, and we need to get this unearthed. And the artifacts have been sitting in Otago University for over 10 years, so we've had a big process of bringing those taonga back up to the coast. And then the next stage of working through how do we describe and put a narrative around that story. So you can see a nice mixture of heritage, mining, and old history up in that,
yes,
that site. And then, yeah, so exciting there. And then one, we're going to set up another one in Haast, Awarua, middle of next year, and down at the Department of Conservation Visitor Centre, just out of Haast, and that'll be telling the Ngāti Mahaki story down there, Te Runanga o Makawhio, and of course natural icons and some really great heritage stories of the Jackson Bay folk and all the people of Haast.
Congratulations to you on that. So you, can I just ask this? You're called Pounamu Pathway. You have established this in Mawhera, and you have mahi on four other sites. Does one of them also, or are you thinking, because of your name, thinking about the Pūrākau or an experience on the Pounamu, the Greenstone Trail around Te Wai Pounamu as well?
Yeah,
is that
definitely.
Part of your strategy?
Yes, it is. And the last site that we're going to set up is in Hokitika, and it is going to be all about Pounamu because, of course, we have the lovely Arahura River just out of Hokitika and Arahura Marae, and that is one of the main Pounamu rivers. And working with the chair of Ngā Te Waewae, Francois Tumahai, they have a Naitahu Pounamu shop in town, and we are going to work with that Lunanga to make sure we tell the story of Potini, the whole, all of the story of how Greenstone Pounamu came and came about, and we're just so looking forward to that one. It's going to be end of 2025. Francois is really keen on building a new whare for that. So now,
that's not too far away. Yes, 2025, not too far away. Thank you so very much. Congratulations to you and to the whānau there and to Weta Workshop for their tautoko. Thank you so very much for joining us. We look forward to experiencing that ourselves. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Kia ora.